This is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A lacrosse woman is making a fast ascent in the sport of archery. Leah Coriel will compete for Team USA in the Paralympics next month in Rio. Coriel is ranked 10th in the world, but she only started training 18 months ago. The Army veteran has progressive multiple sclerosis. She's been in a wheelchair since 2012. Coriel was introduced to archery at a veterans sports clinic, and it was a turning point.
They called me an athlete. And all of a sudden, I went from being this patient with this illness that's going to, you know, suck the life out of me to an athlete. And even though it's just semantics, that was the huge change. That was the shift in me. You know, it was going from victim to somebody that can do something with her life.
Explain how you're able to overcome these physical limitations to work your bow and arrow. How does it work?
My hands kind of more like, my son calls them T-Rex hands. You know, where they're kind of like pawed. I don't have a lot of finger dexterity, but I have thumb dexterity. I can pick my knee up, but I can't pick my foot up. So, and every day, because multiple sclerosis is a neurological thing, every day I wake up sometimes with a brand new body, which makes training really difficult because I'm not sure what adaptation I need to make to shoot my bow. All Paralympic archers use standard equipment. You could pick my bow up and shoot it. The difference is the way we shoot the bow, not the equipment. I use a mitt to hang onto the bow on my bow hand, and I use a glove that holds my release in my hand in my draw hand.
If you hadn't taken up archery so seriously, where would Leah Coriel be today?
Probably in assisted living. It was that bad. I think that archery made me see the world outside of me and not live in fear. In fear of failure, a fear of success. When you live in fear, your life is so limited. And when I made that cognitive change, saying, you know what, I'm not afraid of living anymore, because I was afraid if I really went out and lived my life that my MS would get worse. Because fatigue and taxing and heat does make your MS worse. It makes your symptoms worse. But I was afraid of dying because my kids and my family and my friends, so I just lived in fear, and it was a very dark place. When I made that conscious decision, I'm not going to be afraid to die, and I'm not going to be afraid to live. I'm just going to do what I need to do today, and I'm going to live life like I mean it. And that's kind of my story. Do it like you mean it. Don't do things halfway, because you never know. You might not ever have tomorrow.
I understand you feel a debt of gratitude to lacrosse archery. Can you tell me how this community and this business have rallied around you?
They've just taken me under their wing. I don't have finger dexterity, so like making minute adjustments on my bow or my arrows, you know, just a smile on their face. Yeah, sure, no problem. Or the people that shoot there, the men and women, even the kids that shoot there. Hi, Leah, what can I do? I don't even get out of my van. The ramp isn't even down yet, and somebody's outside. Hey, what can I help you with? I didn't do this alone. There's no way I could have done it alone. This is a team effort, and that's my pit crew.
So when you have your bow drawn and you're taking aim at your target, like we see in so many pictures of archery, what's going through your head right before you release the arrow?
I'm thinking of my process, which is, you know, a step-by-step sequence that you repeat in your head, you know, set, set up, draw, anchor, transfer the load, and release. That mantra is going through my head, and I'm saying my steps as I'm doing each, shooting each shot.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck in the Paralympics.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Leah Coriel competes on September 16th, the final day of the Paralympics in Rio de Janeiro.